Around the World in 80 Days by Jules Verne. Copyright Burlington Books, 2001. Chapter 1. Passepartout meets Phileas Fogg. In September 1872, an advertisement appeared in the London Daily Chronicle newspaper. Wanted: experienced servant. Must be punctual. Interviews on October 2nd, 1872, at 11 a.m. at No. 7, Savile Row, London. The house was Mr. Phileas Fogg's house. Phileas Fogg was rich, but his friends did not know why he was rich or how he had so much money. He was a very quiet man. He had the same routine every day. He ate lunch and dinner at the London Reform Club every day, in the same room, at the same time. He was always alone. He did not show an interest in anything apart from card games and the daily papers. He returned home at midnight each day and went to bed immediately. On the morning of October 2nd, at 11 a.m, a young Frenchman arrived at Fogg's house. The Frenchman was a singer, circus acrobat, and teacher of gymnastics. He wanted to work as a servant in London so he could live a peaceful life. Many people said that Phileas Fogg was the most organised and precise man in London. The Frenchman thought, "That's the perfect job for me." Fogg invited him into the house and started to ask questions. "You are French. What is your name?"
"Jean, monsieur. Jean Passepartout."
"Passepartout is a nickname. My friends gave me this name. It means go through everything. I can do many, many things. I am a singer, a circus acrobat, and I am a good servant. You can use another name if you don't like Passepartout."
Passepartout is fine," said Fogg.
"From this moment, at 11:29 on Wednesday, October the 2nd, you are in my service." Phileas Fogg went out of the house with his hat in his hand, without another word.